News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Let's turn back to that story about high protein versions of nearly every type of food being found on supermarket shelves. Khloe Kardashian charging €5 for a bag of protein popcorn. Is the protein health craze worth it? We're joined by Shelley Gray, dietitian, but of course also Today FM presenter. Shelley, what do you think? Is this a bit of a fad or is there something to this?
Good morning, Shane.
Morning.
Protein is definitely having a moment on social media and with celebrities like Khloe Kardashian for sure, but it's not a fad. I wouldn't go as far to say that, like not to brag or anything, but dietitians have been banging on about the importance of protein in our diets for ages. But whether we need extra protein or not from the likes of Khloe Kardashian's popcorn or protein bars or protein shakes, it all really depends on that individual. So I'm never going to say yes or no. It's never black or white when it comes to nutrition. So it would depend on their age, their activity level, how balanced their overall diet is. And that is the thing with the diet, the whole foods, the normal kind of foods. They will always come first in terms of trying to reach your protein goals. But it's not just protein. We shouldn't be just focusing in on one nutrient. We know that food is never usually just one nutrient. It is about the overall balance. And I would rather fixate on fiber than protein, because the reality is in Ireland and UK and US, we're actually grand when it comes to protein. Like, there's no issue.
I was
going to
say,
I doubt
there are too many people in Ireland lacking in protein, is there?
Exactly. When we're talking about the healthy general population, it has been shown in the research that we're meeting the recommended daily amounts, and not even meeting them, we're exceeding them by 50-75%. And even for the likes of me, like I'm a vegetarian, and still no issue with vegetarians or vegans. We're getting all the amino acids, all the essential amino acids, and the total protein we need. So it's never anything of concern. But if somebody is struggling with the diet, or they just have no appetite, or if they're an elite athlete, for example, like they are the people who might need extra help in terms of protein shakes, but for the general population, probably not.
What do you make of these protein bars? They're quite expensive.
Quite expensive, very expensive. And also, if you look at the ingredients, a lot of them will contain what are called polyols, so sugar alcohols, to make them a little bit sweeter without increasing the calories. And whilst they're not harmful, and I'm not against protein bars at all, I will often grab them in an airport or if I'm on the run, but then like a few minutes later, absolutely regret it because you're just bloated. Like the polyols cause a lot of issues with the gut. They're fermented in the colon. They cause a lot of gas. So they can be quite uncomfortable. So there are protein bars you can actually get. Again, they're still expensive, but they might just have nuts and seeds and maybe dates to give them a kind of sweetness. So always try to get the ones with the minimal ingredients if you are buying them.
Okay.
So never against them, just choose wisely.
Just finally, I'm guessing there are loads of parents listening this morning whose sons in particular are saying, we need protein shakes, we need creatine, we need to add this to our diet. What message can those parents, what message do you have for them, and what message should those parents have for their sons?
Yeah, they're going to hate me, Shane. But the reality is, you know, you have teenagers who are growing and they need as much food as possible. So again, protein isn't an issue. If they're training hard, that's one stimulus for protein synthesis. And also if they're eating their breakfast, lunch and dinner and healthy snacks in between, there's going to be no issue with protein there at all. And actually, the American Academy of Pediatrics, they do have a very clear guideline to say for individuals under 18 years not to take protein powder. And the only reason is we don't have the research. We don't have the research to show there's actually a benefit, but also there's no research to show that there's any harm. So we're just erring on the side of caution. But if you take a teenager who's finished their whatever GA training or rugby training, usually after training, they're going to be ravenous. So they might down 200 mils of milk, which is 7 grams of protein in itself, and then their actual dinner with maybe a chicken fillet, which is, you know, 25 to 30 grams of protein, plus everything else, their veggies and their carbohydrates in the form of rice or pasta or potato. So honestly, like, the food is much better. They're getting so much more in terms of the nutritional value. Their muscles will thank them. and their performance will thank them as well if they are getting those whole foods. So apologies, teenagers, if I've just ruined everything for you.
No,
but
sounds
it's
sensible.
The science, it's the reality.
Yeah, so just eat sensibly rather than go for these shakes and so on, basically.
Exactly. And you know what? I think people will be really surprised if they actually sat down with a dietitian or threw something into like a nutrition analytical program. They would be really surprised at the protein they're getting from the non-obvious sources. So say now somebody is at home listening and they're going to have porridge for breakfast. Usually typical serving is like 14 grams, like our half a cup of dry oats. That's about 5 grams of protein. So what was Khloe Kardashian's popcorn? It was 7 grams of protein, so not too far off. But then you're going to add 200 mils of milk, which is 7 grams of protein. So we're up on what, 12 grams of protein. Throw in a tablespoon of seeds, which is another 5 grams of protein. We're up on, oh my God, don't
do math on
here. And
a tenth of the price, probably, if even that. Okay, all right.
Exactly. And throw berries on top for like your polyphenols and your fiber and your vitamin C. So absolutely, it's so easy to achieve. And I mean, fair play, Khloe Kardashian, but I mean, you don't need it.
No. Okay. Shelley Gray, Today FM presenter, dietitian. Thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.